after losing the elections in 2005, I did not leave the country. I remain in Monrovia, in Liberia, have worked with the people consistently, serving as an alternative voice and constructively engaging the government. We have continued our scholarship program with the young people, affording education for kids who otherwise would not have been able to go to school. I believe our presence has been appreciated because we have kept the government of Liberia in check, reminding the government of its constitutional responsibility.
I assume you are going to run, and if you are running for the office of the presidency, you know it would take a lot of money to go against an incumbent. How are you doing in terms of funding?
I will be making an announcement as to my candidacy within the next couple of months. With regards to the funding, we will not compete with the government or the government's party, dollar for dollar. Our aim is to be viable and visible throughout the country. Our campaign will be one of issues, presenting our vision for the country to the Liberian people.
So what is your vision as opposed to the vision of the ruling party?
Well, Liberty Party vision is based on what we call the four R's: reconciliation, reform, recovery, and rebuilding. We realize that if we are to move our country forward, we have to reconcile us as a people. This is something that the current government has been unable to do. President Sirleaf has been unable to reconcile our people, and we believe that until we can reconcile our people, until we can reform the institutions of government that will sustain democracy, whether we rebuild or not, we're going to destroy the country again.
Do you believe that one single political party can take on the ruling party, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, or is there an effort underway, maybe your party or another party, to see how you come together to challenge the ruling party?
I think not only Liberty Party, but I believe at this point, it is obvious that all opposition parties are repositioning themselves. We are all trying to form opposition blocs. We are hoping that at the end of the day, we can all come together and have a single candidate to oppose the president. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe President Sirleaf is popular with the people. I don't believe she can win a re-election. But because she is an incumbent president in Africa, her influence over the process and the ton of money that she will have, most of it from corrupt sources, should not be underestimated.